Mike, we just recently passed a major anniversary.
I know. Relay is our podcast network. It's just turned 10. Congratulations, Stephen.
Oh. I mean, there is that, but I was thinking about something else.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to avoid the inevitable, honestly. I don't want to talk about this.
Our time has come because August 8th marked the 20th anniversary of what is now known as the Dave Matthews Band Bus Incident.
Ah, yes, a.k.a. the Demibibi.
We're not going to call it that.
Demibibi. We don't have to call it that, but apparently we do have to talk about it.
I will say this has been on the list maybe longer than anything else in our document.
Okay.
And I've been saving it for the anniversary. So here we are.
Special anniversary.
And then I missed it by a week because it's complicated. I got confused. But here we are.
Okay. What's going on?
Okay. So we're just going to rip the Band-Aid off here. When parked on the Kinzie Street Bridge above the Chicago River, a driver for the Dave Matthews Band emptied the Blackwater tank on his bus, the septic tank, releasing some 800 pounds of human waste.
Like many bridges, the Kinzie Street Bridge's surface was not solid. Like, it wasn't just like pure tarmac like a road. It was made of a metal grate that was open. You could see through the bridge and to the river below. This meant that the waste would have been emptied from the truck and then rained through the bridge, ideally directly, into the river. But alas, that was not meant to be.
Because at this exact moment, an open-top passenger boat full of tourists on an architectural tour was passing under the bridge, and roughly two-thirds of the 120 people aboard were soaked.
I'd actually done some of my own research for today's episode, which is...
Did you go out to a bridge? What'd you do?
No, you're familiar with my brother and me, the McElroy brothers?
Yeah.
So this has been a joke that they've had for years talking about this. They were in Chicago recently on a tour and they made a video talking about this. And one of the things that Justin, who's telling the story to his brothers, talks about is that one of the things that is said to have been said by the tour operator was to the passengers to not look up with their mouths open because birds would be in the bridge.
Right.
So, and then they might, you know, they might do a much smaller version of what Dave Matthews is going to do to you.
Birds or a bus.
But it is said, apparently some people were looking up and some had their mouths open.
Okay. Well,
I'm just telling you what I've heard.
We'll have that link in the show notes.
You chose this, right? You can't now,
well, the
you
people,
can't now
the people,
be like, oh, too
the people
gross.
Chose this.
You know?
A man of the people.
It's a very fun video, though, so you should watch it. But obviously, continue listening to this episode, and then you can go watch that.
As you may imagine, the boat immediately returned to its dock, and that's everyone was given their money back.
See, that's unfair to the tour bus people.
Yeah, boat companies have bills to pay, you know?
Exactly.
I've been on one of these. It's expensive. Mm-hmm. I went on one last summer with my family. Five passengers were taken to a nearby hospital for observation, and those affected on board included a pregnant woman, children, and infant.
Oh, no. That's like the trifecta of shouldn't do that, you know?
That's true. Yeah.
Naturally, the Chicago police were called to the scene, but the department said that they did not consider the accidental wasteification of nearly 100 people to be a crime.
The next day, the group in charge of the boat tour, the Chicago Architecture Foundation, released a statement. In it, they indicated a witness had come forward with a license plate, photo of a license plate, information about a license plate for the bus, which had been turned over to the police.
It quickly got out, as it would, that the bus belonged to the Dave Matthews Band.
I bet it
did. Can you even imagine what would happen if this was today with social media?
Oh, you would know immediately.
Right?
I also just kind of imagine, like, you're the PR person for Dave Matthews Band. Like, your phone rings, like, hey, is this the city of Chicago? Like,
yeah.
Anyways, tell us about that.
So a publicist for the group said all of its buses had been parked at the time of the incident.
Mm.
The group was in town for a two-night show in nearby East Troy, Wisconsin. The bus in question was for the band's violinist, Boyd Tinsley, and was driven by Stefan Wall.
Is it typical that violinists get their own bus? I want to know how band
buses. I mean,
buses
Dave Matthews Band is a pretty popular band. You know, expect that maybe they'd have a few buses.
So while this was all coming to light, one of the band's other buses, driven by Jerry Fitzpatrick, was inspected by the police to ascertain whether its septic tank had been recently emptied into a river or not. Who can tell? But turns out it was mostly full, so it could not have been the offending vehicle.
After reviewing security footage from the area, the police turned their attention to the bus that Wall had been driving, the one we just spoke about. On August 24th, Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan filed a $70,000 lawsuit against Stefan Wall, alleging that he was responsible for the evacuation. Wall denied dumping the waste and was backed by the band.
The next day, Chicago's mayor got involved when Richard Daley released the video evidence to the public. He said he was a fan of the musical group, but that the dumping was, quote, absolutely unacceptable.
In March of 2005, Wall pleaded guilty to reckless conduct and discharging contaminants to cause water pollution. His sentence included 150 hours of community service, 18 months probation, and a $10,000 fine to be paid to the, quote, Friends of the Chicago River, an environmental group focused on the waterway.
Beyond that, the Dave Matthews Band donated $50,000 to the Chicago Park District, another $50,000 to Friends of the Chicago River, and paid the state of Illinois $200,000 in a settlement. They also agreed to keep a log of when its bus septic tanks were emptied properly.
Is this a specific thing just for the Dave Matthews Band?
I think so. I hope they have little booklets made up.
Like, how often are they doing this? You know, they're like the only band on the planet that's keeping this particular log. Who does the log get turned into?
I also had questions about that. Like, is there a warehouse somewhere of these notebooks?
Thankfully. So many questions. None of the passengers that were involved suffered any long-term effects from the incident. Dave Matthews said he would apologize for this event as long as was necessary. In 2023, the folks behind the Chicago-based Riot Fest Music Festival attached a plaque to the Kinzie Bridge commemorating the event.
Leading up to the 20th anniversary earlier this month, many folks involved, including the captain of the ship that was going under the bridge, spoke about the event. And a documentary about it was also recently announced.
Does there need to be more than what we just did? Like, what more, you know? How would you make a documentary about that? It took like 10 minutes to talk about, you know? Like, I'm not really sure how much there can be, but I'll look forward to watching it, baby.
If you want to read more about the Dave Matthews Band bus incident, what did you call it earlier?
The
If you want to learn more about that, we have some links in the show notes to Wikipedia and some other sources. Thank you to everyone who sent this in. It has been high on the list for a long time. I'm glad we finally got to it. I definitely thought about it last year when I was in Chicago on one of those tours. You know, didn't look up going under a bridge. You never know. Never know what band could be in town, you know?
With some DNA testing, you could find out.
Oh, I hate it. Mm-hmm.
You chose it.
Mike, until next time we cannonball into the Chicago River, say goodbye.
Goodbye, Casey.
Bye, y'all.